Well, from July 7th to July 9th, Toronto is once again hosting the Toronto Outdoor Art Fair. With more than 350 artists, live entertainment, dance performances, kids zones, and more, this is an event not to be missed. Joining us this morning is the executive director of the Toronto Outdoor Art Fair, Anahita Azrahimi. Welcome to Classical Mornings.
Thanks for having me.
Sure, sure. So, over 350 artists, music, and more. Please tell us about this year's festival, maybe some of the highlights.
Absolutely. As you said, it's a weekend not to be missed.
Yes.
It's a Toronto special, and it's one of the most delightful events of the summer in the city. And it's the show has been around for 62 years. So we're coming back to the square, and we're taking over Nathan Phillips Square with 350 artists. And of course, there is more. What's new this year, the core, it's always about the artists.
Yes.
But we always have new faces, new voices, and returning artists have new work. So there's mm-hmm. always something dynamic and very exciting about the show. And what we are super excited about this year is that we're having a national representation. So we've established a travel bursary program. So some artists are coming to us from across the country, from BC,
Northwest
Territories. It's absolutely exciting. And also we have an expanded representation of Quebec artists. So we are having a Quebec Presents zone. Mm-hmm. So we're very much looking forward towards that too.
Mm-hmm. I've been there a few times, and I have to say just the weather right now would not be so ideal, but it's going to be a little bit cooler on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So people, you know, these are, they're in little booths, correct?
They're in tents. Mm-hmm. It's a massive tent city. We basically build a city there. So the art will be protected, and hopefully there is no rain, and the sun kind of like is kinder to us in the weekend, and we're going to have an amazing time. And this is the place where, you know, it's very inviting and welcoming to the public, and it's very easy for them to interact with the artists, talk directly to them, find works for their homes, and it's very accessible. There are works for all kinds of budget, all tastes,
sure.
photography, painting, contemporary craft, installations. So the variety of work is really exciting. And there is also a program which we're really kind of passionate about it. And it's a program, collecting program for young audiences. It's
Wonderful.
Called Budding Art Buyers. So our artists donate works to this program, and we price them around $10, $15, $20. And kids under the age of 14, they can come and buy art and start their collection, and we don't allow parents there.
Oh, what a great idea.
Yes.
Now, in addition to all of these artists, you have other, you know, arts-based performances and things like that as well. Can you tell us, I read something about a very unique dance program that's happening.
Absolutely. So we've been programming contemporary dance for the past 5-6 years because there is a really great conversation and dialogue between contemporary visual arts and dance. So this is a site-specific performance by Jen Goodman and Sarah Doucette. And it's going to happen. It's so last year we had a kind of performance by the similar choreographers on the mm-hmm. stage on the stairs. This is on the walkway around Nathan Phillips Square.
Clever.
And it's quite immersive and very adventurous. And it's kind of a commentary on, not commentary, it's kind of a dialogue with the structure and the architecture of Nathan Phillips Square and the meaning of a public square, which is a place for gathering, protests, expressing opinions.
Mm-hmm.
And this is kind of like positioning female body and feminism commentary on the space. And it's going to be absolutely stunning.
Wonderful.
We're super excited about that.
So you mentioned that kids can start their arts collection, but for those people who come with smaller children, there's mm-hmm. also a kids zone.
Absolutely.
And what does that entail?
So we are partnering with the Power Plant Contemporary Art Gallery, and they're bringing their kind of a very popular workshop. It's called Power Kids. So kids are going to be making artwork inspired by participating artists at the fair. And there is also interactive programs for families, adults. Museum Toronto is joining us with an interactive installation mm-hmm. that the public can participate and answer questions. It's called 36 Questions Leading to Loving Toronto.
Mm.
There's a lot more, and we have a fantastic music program The perfect summer music you want to hear at the Public Square in partnership with Small World Music. So amazing bands, different styles of music would fill up the square. And at night, we'll have DJ sets after the event. So, everybody can come and have fun. And drink beer. We have exclusive craft beer with Henderson Brewing, which you can only have it at TOAF. It's going to be an amazing weekend.
It's more a happening. That's what it's that's what it's turning out to be. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I love so much is that you have the opportunity to speak with the artists.
Absolutely. That's the best part of it. Because, you know, sometimes when you want to buy art, if you don't have that connection, it can be sometimes daunting or intimidating.
Yes, it can.
And when the artist is there, the conversation just flows naturally. And you get even more interested and get closer to the process and more curious. And you have more emotional investment, I would say.
Where can you buy tickets to attend the fair?
So the event is free.
Great.
Welcoming all public to Nathan Phillips Square. It's on July 7th to 9th at Nathan Phillips Square. And you can find information about our programming on toaf.ca. And if I have time, I would like to say, since the pandemic, we've had this online platform. So adjacent to this, there is an online fair running. So all of our artists, you can buy art from them online as well. And there are 60 artists joining us from across Canada that are only online, and you can only find their work on the platform on toaf.ca.
So many ways to satisfy your art curiosity.
Absolutely.
Not to be missed.
Absolutely.
Anahita, it's been an absolute delight. We've been speaking with Executive Director of the Toronto Outdoor Art Fair, Anahita Azrahimi. Thank you so much for stopping by and telling us all about the wonderful things going on this weekend.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, again, it's July 7th to July 9th. The weather's going to be spectacular. For more information, you can visit toaf.ca.